Thank you for joining us for part three of our series, highlighting the town of Capernaum. In part one, we discuss the significance of this town, as confirmed by the many references found in the scriptures. In part two, we consider the history of Capernaum. Now we're going to look at a much more basic issue. Today, when you enter the partially reconstructed village, you're greeted by a sign welcoming you to Capernaum, the town of Yeshua. Unfortunately, this sign is not even one century old. How do we know that the archaeological site that we now call Capernaum is in fact the same town that was called Capernaum 2,000 years ago? Is there any evidence that this is indeed the correct site? I pray that today's study will increase your love for the land of Israel, the land that the Almighty says He constantly watches over and guards. In addition, I hope this podcast will enhance your appreciation of how the scriptures and historical records and archaeology can all complement each other to bring ancient events and places to life. In the scriptures, the name Capernaum is found only in the four Gospels. Those passages, however, provide some very specific clues about the location of the town. Firstly, the Gospels describe the town of Capernaum as close, very close to the Sea of Galilee. It was at most a short stroll to the water. Capernaum was located in the territory controlled by King Herod Antipas. He ruled over the area which included the west coast of the Sea of Galilee, while his brother Philip ruled over the area on the east side of the lake. These details quickly narrow down the location of the town to the west coast of the Sea of Galilee. The historical record gives additional specific details about the location of Capernaum. The bishop of Caesarea, Eusebius, who lived in the 300s, wrote that Capernaum was 2 miles from Chorazin. The church deacon Theodosius recorded in the year 530 that Capernaum was 2 miles from Tabqa. When archaeologists found the ruins of the surrounding cities, they were able to help locate the town of Capernaum. The scriptures also reveal that the apostle Peter lived in the town. Here, history helps confirm the identity of Capernaum. In modern Israel, Capernaum is second only to Jerusalem as the most visited site by Christian pilgrims. Some of the most important information used to help locate Capernaum was provided in the ancient writings of pilgrims who had visited this town centuries ago. One of the most famous Christian pilgrims who visited the land of Israel during the Byzantine period was Lady Egeria. Some documents refer to her as Etheria or Aetheria. Egeria lived in what is modern-day Spain, and she visited Constantinople, Syria, and Israel from the year 381 to 384. She described several sites in the Galilee that were traditionally honored by early Christians, including the Mount of the Beatitudes and the location of the multiplication of the bread and fishes. She also described the town of Capernaum. Egeria wrote, "At Capernaum, the house of the Prince of the Apostles," meaning Peter, "has become a church, but the walls of his house are still standing as they were in the past," end quote. We will discuss the house of Peter in a future podcast, but to briefly address the importance of Egeria's statement, archaeologic digs in the past 50 years have confirmed that the walls of the original house are still standing. Egeria was not the only pilgrim to visit ancient Israel, and her records are not the only records that have survived for many centuries. The anonymous pilgrim of 570 from Pichenza also came to Capernaum. He wrote that he saw the house that was referred to as Peter's house. He too stated that at his time, the house had been changed to a basilica. He also recorded that his journey to Capernaum passed by a spring. That detail also helped confirm the validity of what's now the generally accepted location of Capernaum. The Lady of Egeria provided additional clues about the town of Capernaum. She wrote, quote, "Near the house church is also the synagogue where the Lord cured a man possessed by the devil. The way in is of many stairs, and it is made up of dressed stone," end quote. The historical records point out that there was a synagogue standing in Capernaum in the late 4th century, and that the synagogue was near the house of Peter. We can still see the synagogue near the house of Peter when we visit the ancient town today. The ancient synagogue was made from cut stone, and it was two stories tall, and it was near Peter's house. The location of the town of Capernaum was well known to the people of the land, as well as to pilgrims, for hundreds of years after Yeshua walked this land. But many battles and earthquakes changed the landscape of that area over the years. Empires came and went. The rulership of the Holy Land changed hands multiple times. After the Roman Empire came the Byzantines, followed by the Muslims, and then Crusaders, and again Muslims. Many towns were destroyed. New towns were sometimes built over the ruins of older towns, only in turn to be destroyed themselves and later replaced by another town. Centuries later, people were trying to locate the sites that had covered the landscape two millennia before, during the times of ancient Israel. Their quest included finding Capernaum. In the mid-1800s, two famous explorers believed that they had discovered the ruins of ancient Capernaum. There was a problem, however. They had described two different locations. The two sites were separated by only 2 miles, which doesn't sound like much, but that makes a big difference. Edward Robinson was one of the two explorers. He was the American biblical scholar who was dubbed the founder of biblical archaeology. Robinson's Arch is named after him at the Western Wall. He visited the ruins referred to as Tel Chum in 1830 and concluded that was the location of ancient Capernaum. Sir Charles W. Wilson was a British Army officer and topographer who surveyed Jerusalem from 1864 through 1866. He's most famous in tourist eyes because of Wilson's Arch, a section of the Western Wall, which is named after him. He believed that the correct location of ancient Capernaum was at the site called Kibbet Mine. Those ruins are referred to in Hebrew as Korvat Minim. One author summarized the search by saying that these were the only two sites that could lay serious claim to being the location of Capernaum. Let's consider a historical fact included in the scriptures. The Gospels discuss Levi, also called Matthew, the apostle who had been a Roman tax collector. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that Levi was sitting at the receipt of custom. He had a tax-collecting booth and was stationed just outside the town. The Gospels record that the Jewish leaders in Capernaum stated that a Roman centurion, built a synagogue. So based on the existence of Levi's toll booth and the Roman centurion, a military leader who commanded 100 soldiers, there was a Roman presence in the area of Capernaum. Why is this fact significant? When looking for a candidate for the ancient town of Capernaum, we should search for a place that would provide evidence, or at least a reason, that the Romans would have been interested in that location. The present site of Capernaum fits that requirement. The Via Maris, the Roman trade and travel route connecting Damascus with Egypt, ran along this part of the Sea of Galilee. In fact, an ancient Roman mile marker was discovered in Capernaum in 1975. The marker includes the words, "The Emperor Caesar," of what he called the divine. And then it includes Hadrian Augustus. Hadrian ruled as emperor from 117 to 138. These facts confirm that the site that we now refer to as Capernaum was an important site in the Roman period. The name Capernaum in Hebrew is Kfar Nahum, the village of Nahum. Many years ago, some people suggested that the word Chum in the name Tel Chum, the ruins that were recommended, were encouraged to be considered by Robinson. Tel Chum is a contraction of the name Nahum, hinting at Kfar Nahum or Capernaum. Technically, the site does not meet the modern-day archaeologic definition of a tell, which means a town that's been destroyed and built up on top of ruins repeatedly, thus forming a hill. But others have pointed out that in the Arab culture, tell may simply refer to any ruins. Similarly, others had pointed out that the name Kibbet Mine may be a clue to that site's identity as the real Capernaum. The Talmud refers to dissenters or heretics, most probably meaning Jewish followers of Yeshua the Messiah, living in Capernaum. These heretics were called Minim. This sounds very close to the word Minya in Kibbet Minya. The word Kirbath also means rune or runes of the heretics. Remember, the Hebrew name is Chorvat, meaning the runes of the dissenters. The difference of opinion concerning the location of Capernaum between Sir Charles Wilson and Edward Robinson is often presented in a way that sounds quite adversarial. However, it was not as sharply antagonistic as some have portrayed it, at least not all the time. In a presentation before a British Geographical Association given by Lieutenant H.H. Kitchener, the following statement was made concerning Sir Charles Warren's exploration around the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Quote, "The country here has been so carefully examined by Major Wilson that the survey was not able to throw much new light on the question of these sites, the solution of which must be sought underground. I'm sorry I cannot agree with Major Wilson on his position of Capernaum at Telhum, but rather place it as Kirbath Minye on the plain, believing the fine remains of Telhum to be relics of the known grandeur of ancient Bethsaida. The clearing up of this intensely interesting question by means of excavation is one of the objects to be attained by the future expedition that the Palestine Exploration Fund intends sending out as soon as sufficient funds are available." End quote. This apparently was an extremely civil and cordial disagreement. Sir Warren noted that only underground excavation would solve the problem, and excavation is what eventually won over many of the critics to finally conclude that Telhum, the site that was originally proposed by Mr. Robinson, which we now refer to as Capernaum, was indeed the correct site. Excavations carried out at Kirbath Minye have uncovered ruins of a Muslim palace with the name of a Muslim ruler engraved on its walls. However, no significant finds earlier than the Muslim period have been discovered. A few reports have claimed that the Muslim palace was built over a Byzantine building, but this theory appears to have been later abandoned due to lack of evidence. So, we haven't found the archaeology at Kirbath Minye. What evidence is there that the site that we now refer to as Capernaum is the ancient site? This town is in the correct general geographical location. If it's a historical record concerning the distances to several other towns, we have evidence that the town was important to the Romans. This site contains the ruins of a synagogue in agreement with ancient pilgrim records. We have reference to a church being built over the house of Peter. The church is located close to the synagogue, as implied in the Gospels and as reported by the pilgrim. In conclusion, we have substantial evidence, but do we know for certain? A few years ago, I heard a tour guide say, some people want to see this site and some want to see that site. People say, maybe it's here, maybe it's not, but I know one thing. I know where the Sea of Galilee is. True. We cannot be 100% certain of the location of many ancient sites in Israel until Messiah returns, but the evidence is quite impressive that this is the actual ruins of Capernaum. Join us in our next episode of this series as we look at some of the ancient ruins of this amazing city.